If you lose your job or you lose all your assets, you can always go on welfare benefits, right? Well, no, not right. Not if you've been awarded compensation for a workplace or transport accident. When you receive COMPO, there's a strict welfare preclusion period which is designed to stop double dipping. Matthew Butt is the principal solicitor with the New South Wales Welfare Rights Legal Centre. He's telling Damien Carrick that preclusion periods make good sense, but they can make life very tough.
A large part of the work that I do and that my colleagues do is representing people who have received lump sum compensation, were aware, they were notified that they were subject to a compensation preclusion period, but have run out of money and been unable to return to work before the compensation period has ended.
Who are most likely to find themselves in this position?
What I've been trying to do recently is to form a bit of a picture of who these people are and their stories. And I've been trying to do that by looking over the sort of notes and files that we have of their experiences.
Matthew, tell me about some of your clients.
One of our clients came to us 10 years into a 14-year preclusion period.
They must have got a big lump sum.
Yeah. The period was so long because they got a lump sum of about $900,000. But yeah, a large lump sum. And he'd made it through the first 10 years of that 14 years. In that time, he'd bought a house, but then separated from his wife, and the proceeds of sale of that house had been split between them in a property settlement. He'd attempted to start a business, so he'd purchased a business, but that had been unsuccessful. He'd had several follow-up spinal operations. He'd become addicted to pain medication, to OxyContin. He also had self-medicated and had a substance abuse problem. And his mental health had deteriorated significantly to the point where he was suicidal.
Were you able to get him back onto welfare?
Well, there are several levels of appeal in the Centrelink system. He'd been unsuccessful at the first and second levels, the first level being an internal appeal within Centrelink, the second level being a specialist tribunal, the Social Security Appeals Tribunal. We were able to negotiate an outcome for him at the Administrative Appeals Tribunal. But in the time period it had taken to exercise his appeal rights, he had become homeless and had been homeless for some months by the time the matter was resolved. So it shows you how bad things can get before decision makers will accept that there are special circumstances. At least in his case, we were able to get a solution through the appeal system.
I imagine a lot of people who don't handle money well might have a pre-existing mental health issue or intellectual disability issue. I mean, do you ever find those sorts of cases?
Yeah, we do. I think the majority of our clients have developed mental health problems consequent on the injury, but there's also a substantial number of our clients who have pre-existing vulnerabilities and perhaps always would have been a high risk of struggling to manage a large sum of money appropriately. Another of our clients suffered a very severe injury at work to his hands. He basically lost his hands. He already had a history of mental health problems and already had a brain injury when that happened. He had limited schooling. And he actually had limited sort of family around him. So already missing some of those supports that can help people manage difficult situations. Really what happened to him was that people took advantage of him. So he had a lot of newfound friends, in inverted commas, and a lot of money went that way. So by the time he came to us, he had no money left. We were eventually able to resolve that case again, only at the final level of appeal, and only when the stress had got to the point that he'd been involuntarily committed to a psychiatric ward. Obviously, he already had serious mental illness, but the financial and emotional stress of the litigation and being without income had sort of tipped him over the edge.
That's Matthew Butt, Principal Solicitor with the New South Wales Welfare Rights Legal Centre, speaking with Damien Carrick. And you can hear more about what happens when COMPO drains away on the Law Report this afternoon at 5:30 right here on RN.